Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is an awesome God, and we just thank him on this morning because he is so worthy to be praised. We thank him for his new mercies, his new grace, for every single thing that he has blessed us with. He gives us the option to come to him, to ask him, to pray to him, to renew our minds, to ask for us, for him to create in us a clean heart. We just thank God for who he is. Good morning to our international partners. We thank you once again for coming in and being in the presence of the Lord, making God your first priority. That should be just an awesome feeling. You may have already started your day, but guess what? We all and are in one place on one accord, and that is at the meeting table, at our executive meeting, where we are breaking the bread, receiving the daily manna that God has provided for us, and drinking the living water. That's another provision. And we just thank God on this morning for being our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank him with every fiber in our bodies, because guess what? He did not have to do it. And I am just so grateful that God loves me and you, all of us, so much that his continual love, his continuous love that flows like a river, a body, a massive body of water that would never end. I am just grateful. I'm grateful that it would never end. I'm grateful. I'm grateful on this one. It seems like gratefulness is just a thing. I'm grateful with the attitude of gratefulness that God is just our everything. So as we go on, we start in our new week. As we go on, we move on. Just remember that God did it. God did it. God did it. God is the one that is going to take you through. You have the ability to decide what type of day that you are going to have. So as we start, I need you to get in your mindset, command your atmosphere, command your day, speak it out, speak what you want on today, and let it go forth. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Can you please bring us up in prayer?
Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, and good morning again, Saints. Thank you again for tuning in with us at our executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We thank you for your awesome presence. It's an awesome presence, oh God, for you to come and grace us with your presence, oh God, this day, oh God. We love you, God, for all the things that you're doing, oh God. On this day, oh God, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you for the things you're doing, oh God. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We give you grace, oh God, the grace that you're giving us, oh God. We thank you for it, oh God. We thank you, God, for your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for your joy, oh God. But today, oh God, as we go out into the world, oh God, may we be productive people of you, oh God, doing the works of you, oh God. Clear-minded, God, clear-hearted, God, clear soul, God, doing the things that you have us to do, oh God, unto you, oh God. We thank you, God, for making us strong pillars in you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We shall stand strong, God, in your word, oh God, and we shall do the things that you have us to do, oh God, in your mindset, God, in your heart, like, my God, in your ear, mind, God, we will have the set of you, oh God. So we should not do the things that are out of alignment of you, oh God. Let us not step out of place, oh God. We will continue to be in the will of you, oh God. We should do the things that will keep us in the will of you, oh God, today, oh God. That's why we're meeting you here right now, oh God, today, oh God. We're giving you all of us, oh God. As we turn ourselves over to you, oh God, we thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you for the healing that you're promoting right now, God. We thank you, God, for the healing of mind, spirit, and soul, oh God. We thank you for the turnarounds that you're doing right now, oh God. We thank you for the joy that you're putting in the lives right now, oh God. We thank you, God, for the happiness, oh God. We thank you for the prosperity, oh God. We thank you for the prosperity, the productivity, God, that you're putting in our life right now. We thank you, God, for us and the knowledge and the wisdom that you're installing in us for us to have a better life, God. We thank you for these things, oh God. We thank you for this day, oh God. It's another day, God, to do it right, God. Another day to commune with you, God. Another day to seek your face, God. Another day, God, to love you, God. Another day to give you thanks, God. Be grateful for you, God, for having you in our life, oh God. It's a day, God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God, like never before, oh God. And like I say, God, I love you, God. We love you, God, like we never loved you before, oh God, because every day I learn something new about you, God. I learned a little bit more. You knew you were God, and I love you, God, for it, God. We thank you, God, for giving you this presence, oh God. May I continue to stand with you, oh God, like never before. I love you, Jesus Christ, in your praise and your name, oh God. Forever, oh God. Elohim, oh God, you are. Thank you, Jesus. From here to the name, from here to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, I shall praise your name like never before. It's in your name I pray, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. On this morning, we decree and declare that whatever situation that you have going on right now, that you put it in the hands of the Master. The Master, that he is the lifter of
I want you to always remember that. I want you to remember exactly who God is and what he, God is responsible for us. And we need to understand that. Understand exactly who God is in your life. And on to my, I just want to ask a question and or bring something up this morning that when, and just make a bold statement to talk about something. When you and I make our own plan or run, instead of running to God and we run to other people, trusting in what they have to say instead of trusting into what the Lord has to say, guess what we do? We leave a weak spot. We leave a weak spot into the wall that's being built. You and I should have a wall, a safety net, a fortress built around us. But see, when we get into that place, as I stated, when we have different situations, instead of us going to our Father, who we should trust, seek ye first the kingdom of God, we go to other people. And every time that we do that, we're giving the enemy an opportunity to come into that wall that you have built, that wall that you feel that you have secured. We allow him to break into a weak spot. And one thing we know is that he's not coming alone. He is not coming alone. He is not coming into a place where he's just going to come into that entry point that you should already have filled up because you're trusting God to be the security piece, because you're trusting God, because he says that he is our protector, because you trust in God, because he's never going to leave you nor forsake you. It's you and my job to keep all the nooks, the crannies, cracks, whatever, that the wall that we have built up, our firewall. When you're dealing with the internet has a firewall to keep different pop-ups, keep different things from going in and out of that wall, from protecting what you have. That's the example that I want to use today, that you have to make sure that you keep your defense up. You have to make sure that your wall is in a safe place, that it has not been compromised. You have to, even if it means for you to get up every single day and inspect your wall, Expect your protection. Expect it, not letting anything or anybody protrude in what is going on. When we have a broken section of a wall, sometimes I'm going to flip. I'm going to the other side now. Sometimes God allows that broken section as well. Sometimes he allows it. In Isaiah 30:13, it speaks of it. Sometimes he allows that broken wall because sometimes he has to break us because we may have put up a wall that we built without him. We may have put up a wall during the times of our disobedience, of us not being disciplined, of us just sitting there taking brick after brick, but that's not the brick that you were supposed to. I hope I'm not confusing anybody, but sometimes we have to go, in order for us to get to our blessed place, sometimes we have to go into a place of brokenness. And I can sit and I can testify to that this morning. Sometimes we have to go through some different things in order for us to realize that it wasn't our friend that helped us get there, that it wasn't our mother that helped us get there. It wasn't our father. It wasn't nobody but our Father, who we should trust with everything, who we should just give everything to. The Word of God says, cast your cares to him. He will carry you through. And that's the same thing when you, that wall that you may have broken, that you have built up, it may have to fall down. It may have to crumble down so you can rebuild your firewall, so you can rebuild that wall. And you know that that wall is being built And you are safe and secure. You know that nobody can't come in and penetrate that wall. You know that no intruders can come in. You know that it's sealed because you now have the authority yourself. You know that it was built, first of all, on solid ground. So you know that your foundation, because you were able to pick and choose the type of material that you wanted to use to build your wall. And while you're building, while that wall is being built, you're being built too. You're being picked up. Every brick that you are placing, you put that cement on and you start setting that foundation. You're setting it, that foundation, because you're trusting, you're believing, you're going through different things, and God is giving you. He's telling you, let's go to another layer. Let's build this next layer right here, because you have, I remember Apostle Temple was talking about some steps. So when we're building our foundation, when we're going from brokenness to blessing, we are allowing the Holy Spirit to be our guide. We are allowing him to tell us when we're going to the next layer, because sometimes we get to one place where we have to stay there because we're not understanding what's going on, or we're not trusting the process. We're not trusting God. We're leaning on our own understanding. We decide that, oh, we might get frustrated because there wasn't enough bricks on this day, or the rain came, or clay. You might, your foundation may be on a place where it's clay. Well, it was, the waters was just so muddy that you could not get what you needed done or to complete the assignment for that day. Well, I want to sit and tell you, if you are in a place right now where you are rebuilding a wall, where you are building your hedge of protection, I'm sitting and telling you today, don't get discouraged. Do not get discouraged. What you need to do is every time you go to work on that wall, you let go whatever it is that's hindering you, whatever it is that may block what God has for you. Because as I stated, sometimes we have to be broken in order to get to the blessed place. And I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning, but I know that there has to be people all around this land that feels like that every single time they turn around that they're being attacked after attack, attack after attack, because you just, your wall came crumbling down, because your defense mechanism is no longer working, or because you just feel like you just sit and pray or whatever for any and everything, for Satan and his imps to come and devour you. This is why you have the opportunity, you have the ability, the authority to start speaking things into the atmosphere, speaking things as to where they are, as to where they were, and sit and asking God to help you. I remember when I came to ADM, I was broken. I was in a broken place. I was in a broken place, and God said, you know what? I don't care what takes place, what goes on, who say what, who do what. If you are the last person there, you stay there, because I need to build you. I need you to be into a place where I build you. I need to build you back up. I need to take some of that hurt out of there. I need to take some of that deceitfulness out of there. I need to take some of the different things, the little things that I built. You built the wall before, but see, you built it without me. You didn't wait for my mouth. You didn't wait for me and you to sit together and for me to go over with you the plans that I have for you. You knew that they were great plans because my word said, but you took on by yourself and you start bringing different things that was, you were attached to things that came into your wall, that came behind the wall. So therefore, you couldn't stay up on the wall. You couldn't recognize the different things that was going on. So I need to take you to a place where your foundation, you need a strict, solid foundation so we can rebuild your wall. Because, see, I know the plans that I have for you. I want you to be prosperous. I need you to be happy. I want you to feel my love. I want you to know my presence when I'm there. I want you to be able to identify and hear my voice when I'm speaking to you. I want you to realize that I'm at that door. I just need you to open, because when you are in a place where you've allowed the enemy to come in, it's nothing but a web of confusion. It's nothing but a maze. But the wall that I build, the wall that I build, that you, your family, and whomever else could stay behind and not worry about the different attacks that's coming up against you, you are in a safe place. You are in a safe place, but I have to be the one to help you build that wall. You can't keep running to man, because man has told you wrong. Man is giving you contempt, is contaminating the plans that was supposedly gone forth. And I can say that to you all because God did give me some plans. And I did feel like I had built my wall. I did feel like I was behind a safety net until he allowed them to crumble down. But the beauty of it is when you realize, when you realize that God is blessing you, the falling of the walls is not to be of your demise. It's not to kill you. It's not to harm you, but to help you. So no matter what comes with it, no matter what, why that wall is still being built, the shame that you may think that you have to go through, you let it go. You give it to God. All the backstabbing that you got to go through, you let it go. You give it to God. God says the battle is not yours, it's his. So when the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, you don't worry about it, because God is helping you build your wall. And this is where you and I need to understand. You need to understand there. You may be in a broken season right now. You may be in a season where everything that you touching is just falling apart, where every plan that you are putting together may not even work. Every answer that you have may be the wrong answer. You may be in a place that God is breaking you. You may be in a place where he destroyed your wall so he can be the master builder. He can be the master plan. He can be the chief architect to allow you to know this is how you need to build it. This is the land that I chose for you. This is the land that I chose for you to build. These will be your neighbors. These will be your landlords. However it may be, you and I need to get into a place where we recognize and stop always feeling like it's Satan that do this to Satan. Yes, the word of God says that he comes to devour. It does say that. It says that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God also, we already know that God will, the word will let us know that this battle is not yours, it's the Lord. We already know that the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. We already know that the Lord say, be courageous. We already know that the Lord say, be on God. We already know that God says, do everything with love. So when we get to that place, when you, whoever, get to that place of brokenness, don't always take it as a place of you just can't do it no more. Don't lay down. What you need to do is, well, let me help you out. Let me help you out, and then I'm going to bring Minister Shakita in, and maybe she can help you out as well. Get to the place where you meditate. It goes back to having an intimate personal relationship with God. See, sometimes when that brokenness and that wall, God just reminding us that we got to go back to the beginning. We have to go back to the beginning. But this time when we go back to the beginning, we are in the relationship with him. We are depending solely on him. We are talking to him. We are communing with him. We are walking with him. We are asking the Holy Spirit for his guidance, his direction, in order to complete a wall that nothing and nobody can penetrate. Nothing and nobody can come and get inside that wall, because we're staying up on the wall as we're building it. Every time we're building it with the Lord. We're building it. We're building it with prayers. We're building it with fasting. We're building it with consecration. We're building it with praise and worship. Because why? God is in the, God is the one that, that's the head master chief of this building, the wall. Over to you, Minister Chiquita.
Yes, Evangelist. It's funny how you use the word wall this morning, because I used to work on a construction site when I was younger, and I noticed that the plans would not go forth unless the head architect and the foreman got together and laid down the blueprint to how that building was going to be built. And if any little thing was out of place, the whole entire foundation, the whole entire building would be off balance. They would literally have to tear that whole entire building down and start right back over again. That is where the place that we don't want to get in life. You don't want to continue to keep tearing yourself down in the spirit, in the physical, to where you have to build yourself back up. And that's where you have to stay in your blessed place and stay in the pocket, as I call it. Stay in the pocket so you can be God in the safety of the Lord. God is the head architect. We are the foreman. Now, we can go to the head architect and get the floor plan for our life, or get the blueprint for our life, or we can continue to try to build it up on our own when we don't have all the necessary tools to do it. And we will fail at it and then get in dismay and then get in the heart or sunken place, like it's like the evangelist saying, like apostle saying that the devil did it, but we did it. We leaned on our own understanding. We cannot do that. That's something, like I tell you guys all again, that's something that I had to learn to this day, where I've countered everything that I do. I ask God first, because I don't want to be out of alignment. I don't want to mess up. You get to a point where you don't done enough messing up. You got to get everything right now. So it's more of a self thing. It's a more of you want to be better. It's more of you want to be better for you. You want to be better for your community. You want to be better for your family. You want to be better for the people that's around you. So you'll start making the adjustments so you can get your foundation. Why do you think that God picked you up and put you on solid ground so you can build a solid foundation with the tools and ingredients that he get to you? You cannot mix oil and water into concrete and think you're going to put a concrete and think you're going to make a solid slab or a foundation. No, ain't no way that concrete going to slide, slip, fall. You're going to have all different type of little holes, air bubbles, pockets all in that concrete. And that's what we do in our concrete. See, we are the concrete. And when we start gossiping, lying, that's the water. When we start gossiping, cheating, fornicate, them the pebbles, that's the air pockets, that's the crookedness, that's the unlevelness. We didn't sit the level on top of us, so we didn't seek God. It's the different things that we put into us that keep our foundation off track, keep us out of alignment of God, and that's not what we want to do. So we got to continue to stay out of those things, and we got to get into a conscious state to not allow nobody else to pull us in those things, because at times where we'll be in conversations and in certain places where we know we don't supposed to be at or be in, and then we get pulled into something we got no business being in. I don't know who I'm talking to. So you have to stay in a place with God, like, God, I want this for me. I want this for me, God. I want this for me. I want peace of mind. I want a peace of spirit. I want to lay down and go to sleep at night. I don't want to toss and turn. I want to have my mind in a place where I know that everything is going to get taken care of, God, because I'm doing your work. I'm living in your will, God. This time I know I'm living in your will. This time I know I'm doing right, because my heart is pure. My intent is pure. I want to love people like I've never, like, you have to get a love to where all the hate that you receive, you want to love people the way you've never been loved before. That's the true love of God. When you get that sense of the well, you know how it feels not to be loved, and you want to love people the way you haven't been loved. That's the true love of God. Because do we truly love God the way we say we're supposed to love him? Do we truly, 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 truly? That's why we have to every day, all day, stay in the presence of him, seek his face, love on him. I don't know if I can do enough to show him how much I love him. I don't know if I can say enough to say to show God how much I love him. I don't know. But every day I get up and I try to spread his word. I try to show the people in my life and around me that it's a new, different way to do things, and you don't have to do it that old way that kept our family in prosperity and in poverty and in the ghetto. We don't want to be there no more. So this is the way. If you look, if I got to leave some people on the wayside, so be it. You're going to have to catch up with me, but I'm not going to sit here and stay back here with you. I got to move on with God. I got to keep pushing forward. There is a place for me in heaven, and right here on God, God want me to get a little bit of it. If I stay in his presence, if I stay in his will, if you stay in his presence, if you stay in his will, happiness, joy, peace, love. If you love on God, like some of us are watching, some of us loving on our spouse more than we love on God. Some of us is loving on the internet more than we loving on God. Some of us loving on our money no more than we loving on God. So are we truly loving on God the way we supposed to be loving on God? We got to put who the foreman in front of our life, the foreman in front of our life to guide us. He is the way, the truth, and the life, God. We cannot continue to lean on our own understanding, because we will continue to get the things that we got and try to blame it on the devil, and he ain't got nothing to do with it, and it's you and your stinking thinking, it's you and your stinking walking, your stinking talking, and you don't want to clear it up. You got to clear it up, baby boy. You got to clear it up, baby girl, because right now is the time. You ain't getting no younger. You're not getting no younger, God. The time is right now to make your life to where you want it to be. It's you got to change. Stop blaming it on everything but yourself and take accountability of the things that you're doing in your life. That's all it is about. Once you grow up, you have to grow up. If you ain't hurt a little bit, so what? So does falling. Get up. Dust yourself out. Let the wound heal and keep moving. Keep continuing to move. You have to stay in a positive place in your mind, regardless of what's going on. I don't care what nobody's saying around you. If you let people around you keep you out your presence of God, then you did not want to be in the presence of him at all yourself. You cannot allow anything, not you or God, not nothing, nothing. You cannot serve two gods. You only can serve one God. So you can choose what it is you're serving in your life. You can choose what it is that's your God. And you wonder why things are not manifesting. You wonder why the things in your life is not blooming. You wonder why things are not in alignment, because you're not putting your all. You're not giving it to God. Let him be the architect of it. Him being the instructor of it. Him being the leader of it. He being the drum major. He being the head of it. You're not putting God in it. You have to lean not on your own understanding. You will be forever in the wilderness. And we continue to do this as saints, and then wonder why we get the results that we got. We can't do this. We can't continue to do this. We have to tighten up. As the pastor said, you got to tighten up. We got to tighten up for the betterment of us, for the soldiers, because people watching you, your blessings, other people's blessings are attached to you. So how dare you want to give up in the spirit? How dare you want to give up in the physical? How dare you? That's being selfish right there. If you want to give up, and then it's other people that you got generations upon generations on generations on generations attached to you, and you want to give up right now, you can't do that. You have to stay in the will of the Lord, because God got a blessing for you. It's manifesting right now in front of you. Back to you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. What it sounds like, Minister Shakita, you might have went through a season like me. We had to realize God had to break us from being independent. When I say being independent, it is great to be independent, but as I was speaking earlier, we have to do things with God. We have to get to a point to realize that the more we depend on God, the more things that we can accomplish. I know we have some witnesses that can attest to that on the phone, on this line. I don't care where you're at. You may be in Nigeria. You may be in Canada. You may be in Jamaica, Asia, wherever, Fiji. You can attest to the more that you depend on God, the more he can do through us. He can give us the things. He gives us, as Minister Chiquita said, the tools. He sets the foundation. He is the master architect, but we cannot do it without him. And listening to Minister Chiquita talk and say a little bit about her testimony, it seems like she was leaning on her own understanding, as I did. I can recall, and I have to go back and tell. I can recall the third time that I entered into ADM and I heard the preachings and the Lord was speaking to me. And as I was sitting there, I was saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, just taking it all in, receiving what he said to me, because I realized that I was too independent. I realized that I was my biggest enemy. I realized that I was going through something because God had me when he set me in my foundation, when he set me in the place where I needed to be. He was letting me know, daughter, I'm leaving you here, but guess what? You're not left alone. See, when God say he would never leave us nor forsake us, sometimes he put us in the hands of others. Sometimes he put us in a place of people that's not going to sit and snare their nose on you and give you an opportunity to go through your broken season. He gives you a people when you're not paying attention because you so into different things that they still standing on the wall for you because their foundation is already built. They still praying for you. They're interceding for you while God is dealing with you, when God is taking the self out of you. And then you realize and you start asking questions, or you sitting back and say, well, how did they get to this place? Not trying to be like them, but want to know, to be in the same presence, to be in the same vein, because you're looking for God to help build you back up. And I have to thank God for that. I remember that Sunday so well. I went home and for like a whole hour, I was just sitting there. My spirit was just so down. I was crying for like a whole hour and a half. And my husband was like, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't know. And I just kept getting up and walking and saying, Lord, I need you. I need your help. Help me. I didn't even know what I was asking him for help for. I didn't even know what was going on with me. All I knew was God. That was God was doing something. All I know that a transformation was taking place. All I know was a surgery was being performed, and I couldn't do nothing about it. But see, what I came back to as I sit and think about it today, I have to thank the Holy Spirit for the revelation. When I was sitting there and the word of God was being preached and I was receiving it and I was saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, thank you, Lord, yes, Lord, you talking to me. See, I had been opened up a line of communication, letting the Lord know whatever you're saying, whatever you prepared for me on this day, whatever my daily manner was, whatever my daily manner was, Father God, I received it, Lord Jesus. I received it, Father God. I stepped up to the call, Father God. I identified that it was a problem, Lord, but you loved me so much, Father God, that you did not leave me nor forsake me. See, we have to realize and recognize, hey, we have to recognize when the Holy Spirit is talking to us. We have to recognize when God got to do some surgery on us. We have to recognize and pay attention to our surroundings, to the people that God has placed us around to be, for that continuous wall. You may not have your wall up, but he has a wall. He has a hedge of protection around you. So when Satan and his diabolical and his imps come up to try to attack you, that person may be sitting and fighting them off and warding them off and going into the spirit and fighting them for you so you can receive the blessings that God has for you. But see, you have to remember, you got to move self out of the way. You have to move self out of the way because self brings so many different things, negative attitudes, controlling spirits, confusion, backbiting, deceitfulness, all of those different things. And as Minister Chiquita says, you can't mix oil and water with the concrete. because your foundation will never get built. But if you let go and you let God, and you realize that God is doing a work in you, that he's tearing you down just to rebuild you, that you remember that you are at the potter's house being remolded, being rebuilt, and we'll go through the refinery so God can put you in a place where you can receive. And during all of this process of the remolding, of the rebuilding, all of these different things, knowing that you are no longer by yourself, that you have nothing to do with it. It's all with God. When we learn to take ourselves out of the situation and trust God and believe that his word will not come back void, then you'll have you will be able to see things manifest in your life. When you get to the place and you feel in some type of way, but you know that you're praying and you asking God for a change in you, you asking God, see, you got to get to a place where you confess it. You got to get into a place where you invite God into the situation. You have to be into a place where you cleaning stuff out of your ears. You have to be into a place where you recognize where God has set you. You have to be. And then not only that, once you recognize it, you have to get into a place where you are humbled, where you are humbled. And with that humbleness, patience start building. That your patience, your character, different things about you start building back up. Your walls start building back up. But this time, you don't, when you put the wall up, as soon as you pull it up, you don't see the cracks in the foundation. Or you don't go around the wall and say, oh, I didn't put enough concrete there, so I'm going to have to go back and fix that. Suddenly, I have to go back and fix that. But when you are in a place, when your wall is being built by God, he is the architect. You are trusting him. You are going by the instructions that he has given you. You know that that wall is tight-knit. It is tight. It is tight to the point where Satan, I don't care where they come, and they're not going to get in unless you allow them in, unless you open the door and let them in to that wall that God has secured for you. It's up to you. It's, again, going into making a conscious decision, going into a place where you recognize that I have to let self get put under control and allow God. I got to move self out of the way. It's okay for me to cry out to my Father. It's okay for me to wail because I identify that I have all these different things going on in my life, and it's just causing the enemy to come in like a flood of water, and it's consuming me. I'm to a place where I'm almost drowning. I'm to a place where every time I try to get up, I'm emerging under the water, but for some reason I get some strength to tread, to come back up, to get enough breath of fresh air to keep me so I won't drown. That's when you get to the place where you eliminate self and you put God first. You know, one thing that I realized, that sometimes before God promotes us, he has to remind us of our place. I had to be reminded of my place, and see, my place was out of the will of God. But when God said, hallelujah, when God said and said, I want you to stay here no matter what, I identified my place. I identified my place, and not only did I identify my place in the natural, I identified my place in the spirit. I identified this is where God says, this is where I'm going to take, this is your potter house. This is your potter house. It may be some things that go on that you may not like. It may be some things that you may be confused about. It may be some things, but it's nothing for you to sit and say about it. What you have done is you took the first step. You realized that I was bringing you here and letting you stay here no matter what. Yeah, there's going to be some things that's going to go on. There's going to be some things that's going to go on. The tempter is going to be in your ear. The tempter is going to come. See, that's what happens when you allow people to come into your safe place. That's what happened, Minister Chiquita. When we allow people to come into our safe place, even when God has put you behind the wall, then you yourself have invited them in. So guess what? Your wall falls down again. It comes crumbling down again. But see, God loves us so much that he will give us a second, a third. He will continue to give us chances until we get it right. But the hardest thing is for us to move self out of the way. The hardest thing is for us to lose that independence. And the independence I'm talking about is moving self out of the way and allowing God to be the guide, allowing the Holy Spirit. When Jesus left, he left us a comforter. He left us the Holy Spirit that would lead us and guide us. But we don't recognize it because we have so many different things going on. But I will sit and tell you on today, I can testify, when God took me there, into my safe place, I went through some things, but then I quickly recognized. I went through some hurt. I went through some pain. I went through a lot. Oh, credit messed up. All type of stuff took place. But you know what? Nothing. When I say that saying, nothing can separate me from the love of God. See, when you know that God loves you so much that he puts you into a place, those words also work for that. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God because I realize that's what God needs. I realize that's my potter house. I realize that. In the 3 going on 4 years, yeah, I done been rebuilt. We've been in the potter house several times, but the correction came with it. The teaching came with it. So I was able to not lean on my own understanding. When God say he would never leave you nor forsake you, you got to be into a place and understand the people that God has put around you. You got to understand Apostle Temple may bring the teaching. Mother Helen may bring the wisdom. I don't know how many times that I have talked to First Lady Spencer that has brought the correction about something that might need it to be corrected. And on today, I sit and I stood accused, huh? But today, I stand victorious. I stand victorious because I realized what God was doing with me and for me because I cried out to him, not even knowing why I was crying. But I say, Lord, help me. Help me, Father God, not knowing why. Not knowing that God was, when he answered me, he was putting me into a place of betterment. He was putting me into a place where my plans would come forth, a plan of fulfillment, a plan of prosperity, a plan to build me, a plan to take me out of my mess and clean me up and change my clothing and fix my mouth and put me on solid ground. And what can I say about it? Except thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's all I can sit and say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for hearing my prayers. Thank you, Father God, for not passing me by. Thank you, Father God, for placing me, Lord Jesus, on a solid foundation, Father God. I don't worry about what the naysayers say. I don't worry about what different people. As a matter of fact, when you come to my faith, if you're not coming, saying I'm coming in peace, I have nothing to say to you. Because, see, I cannot disturb what God has for me. It ain't what I have, because if it was what evangelists need to have, a lot of eye rolling, neck rolling, hands may be thrown up in the air with the and what sign. But see, when I decided to let go of self and allow God to be my architect, I can't even explain to you. I cannot explain how I feel. I cannot let you, cannot even, you all can't even imagine how. I don't care where I'm at. A song may come on. I don't care if I pull over on the side of the road. I could be on I-75 and will get out and give God his praise because I realize that all the goodness and all the things that he has, without God, you have no goodness. Your plans that you put together are not good plans. Without God, you are asleep. God needs you awake. Without God, you are deaf. He needs you to hear. Minister Shakita, do you have anything you would like to add to this?
Put all your cares and rest into the Lord. Give it over to God. Don't continue to stay in the place that you right now are. If it's not a place of happiness for you, seek the change that you want. Be the change that you want. Be the change. If you're coming from a family and a bloodline where there, the things have never looked up, things always been in dismay, things always something going on, well, you be the change in your family and show them what the change is. Maybe they don't know, so you be that change. Don't stay in the same place. Don't live in your own will. Get into the will of God. Stay into the will of God, saints. It's safety in it. It's pure safety in it. I can go on to tell you how safe I've been, the feelings that I get when I'm in the presence of God, when he's here with me at all times. I don't worry about nothing. I know he's the provider of all things. He's your provider of all things, too. If you let him. Thank you, Evangelist.
Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. One thing I can say, contrary to what Minister Shakita, and I'm not taking anything away from her word. When God told me to stay, I stayed. When God told, let me know that where I was at, that he was in control, that he had chosen me, that he chose, you hear what I say, people? He chose me to be there. He chose me because, see, it was an honor to be there. He chose me to be there. No matter what took place, I stayed. And I understand Minister Shakita, like she said, with her family, she had to be the game changer. But I'm talking about my independence. I'm talking about being placed on a solid foundation. I'm talking about being exactly where God wants you to be. And you recognizing that. And recognizing that the pain that you're going through, it may not be the pain because Satan putting you through the pain. It may be the burning that you're going through. Just know you're not going to be consumed. There's some things, some impurities that you got to get up off of you. It's some things that you have to get up off of you in order for that wall to continue to grow, in order for that wall to grow, to be built in a place, again, where there's no penetration, in a place where you find safety, in a place where you can go behind that wall and lay in the green pastures, in a place where you can sit at the table that God has prepared for your enemies and not even worrying about it being stormed. Not even worry about somebody coming in and trying to do something to you because you realize that it was God all by himself. And you had nothing to do with it. You just gave in. You surrendered. You surrendered to the Lord and said, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I'm going to allow you to lead me. I'm going to allow you to guide me. If you say stay, I'm going to stay. If you say go, I'm going to get up and go. If you say jump, I'm going to ask you how high. And this is where you and I need to understand that sometimes our brokenness, and I can attest to this, and this, the today it may have been just for me because I needed to thank God that he took me from a broken place into a blessed place. And during the time of that, I went through some things. It wasn't easy. It was a process. During that, I had to sit. Sometimes I had to throw in the towel and say, if you love me, God, why you letting me go through this? I've been through my shame, Father God. I thought the things I had went through before that was far worse, but guess what? It wasn't. It was not. God, I had to go back out into the wilderness. I had to be put into a place where I made a conscious decision whether I was going to stay. Allow God to be my wall, to be my safe place, to be my security, or was I going to continue to do it on my own? As long as we continue to do it on our own, you're going to continue. Your walls are going to continue to keep crumbling down. We love you. We praise God that you joined in with us this morning. We give him all the praise. We thank him for the word. We thank him that it's not about us, but all about him. We thank him that he is our provider. We thank him, hallelujah, that he is our safe haven. We thank him that he shall never leave us nor protect us, leave us or forsake us, but he will protect us. We thank him for the people, the circle that God puts around you to be the protector, to be the people, the intercessors, the person that can provide you with wisdom. Because like I said, it's a process. You're not going to go into anything knowing stuff because God got to build you up. You got to go through those stairs. You got to build that layer and have all concrete. Well, I love what Minister Shatita said. You cannot put oil and water with concrete because it's going to come crumbling down. You have to let God be the concrete. You have to allow him to be that solid concrete in your life to help you build and build from brokenness into blessed, into a blessed place. So I just want to say a quick prayer before we get out. Father, we just thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, Father God, for your information, Father God, for your love, Father, for your peace, Father God, for your rod of correction, Lord Jesus. But most of all, Father, for the people, Lord Jesus, for the people that you, Father, have eloquently chosen, Lord Jesus, to be whatever it is, the gatekeeper, whatever it is, Father God, whoever they are, Father God, to our lives, Father God. We thank you for their obedience, their discipline, Father God. Because, Lord, when we fall short of your glory, Lord Jesus, we're not condemned, Father God. We're not. Our condemnation comes from us, Father God. Our broken down building comes from us, Father God. But thank you, Lord, that you use people, Father, to keep us. Keep us lifted up, Father God, on the wall, even when we can't lift ourselves, Lord Jesus. We just pray and we just magnify and glorify your holy name. I decree and declare on today, whoever is living in a place of brokenness and you're trying to rebuild your wall, that you let go of the situation right now, not tomorrow, not the next day, but right now, and you pray out to the Lord and you say, Father, help me because I cannot do this by myself. You let God, let go of your independence and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and to be your guide, because all good things come from God. All good things come from God. I decree and declare that in the name of Jesus Christ. We will see you all back on tomorrow morning. ADM loves you, but remember, God loves you most. We say peace, love, and happiness. And don't forget, do not forget to command your day. Start your day. If it's 12 p.m. now, start it right now and speak greatness into your life. Speak victory into your life, because you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. We say peace. We love you. See you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. You got it, babe. Say you provide the spirit.